Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did see one of the wackiest stories I've seen online in the last couple of weeks today. I will address this quickly before we get back to football. I know we've got serious things to tend to. How about this ploy, though? This is via local10.com in Miami Springs, Florida.
Okay.
So I guess we could start with Florida man, right?
Mm-hmm. Work from there.
A man was jailed for impersonating a pizzeria in Miami Springs and delivering pizzas that didn't taste good to people. So here are the details, Danny.
Okay.
There's a 55-year-old guy facing felony charges in South Florida for a bizarre impersonation scheme that left pizza customers getting a raw deal. Very newsy. Because the pizza was raw.
He's getting a raw deal.
You see what they did there?
I just can't, man.
When people say local news needs to up their game a little bit, that's what they're talking about.
But it turns out he was making dough. Just the worst.
So bad. Oh. Police said he ran an elaborate scheme to defraud tourists staying in the hotels of Miami Springs by pretending to be a well-known local pizza parlor. The way it worked was, you check into these hotels by the airport. He would make flyers as if he was the pizza parlor down the street that everybody loves. That's, you got to try this. They do the great pizza.
Local pizza. Yeah.
He would drop the flyers off. Okay. He called it Roman Pizza.
Roman Pizza.
Roman Pizzeria. And one of the guys that runs the other one was a guy named Roman. He would mislead you into then calling him and ordering pizza from him. I think he would make it at his house. And then he would bring you pizza, oftentimes that wasn't cooked, or you just throw dough in a box. Or he might sometimes, if you're really lucky, make you a real crappy version of pizza. And he would drop it off at your hotel. But by the time that you would pay him, he would be gone. You know, you pay him, you get upstairs, you open the pizza box, and you're like, wait a second, this is just dough. Wait a second, this pizza's horrendous. And then you call, and this part I don't really understand, but at that point, it's over. Like, you can't track the guy down, you can't get a hold of him, so all your complaints go to this
other... Yeah, there's no customer service for a fake pizzeria.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's some of the quotes. Sometimes they show up upset here to the store claiming, where's the food, Roman said. We have to explain to them that it's not us. At least if you're going to do something, do it right, Roman said. He's upset, as he should be, because his place is getting just pummeled with terrible complaints and people saying it's awful because this other dude is lying and saying he's them and just giving them the fake pizza.
I mean, how could that be worth your while?
Which makes me wonder, has this guy ever run any pizza scams in Virginia? If you know what I mean.
Why? What do you mean, Grant?
Could this be the pizza man I've been looking for all these years?
He's like, I'm on the lam. Paulson's on to me. I'm going to Florida.
Exactly. This guy's talking about me on the radio. It's getting too hot. I got to run. There's a paragraph here you're not going to believe. It says that he used to do a scam where people would leave cash in their mailboxes.
In their mailboxes.
And he wouldn't give them the Joe Corby's pizza that he ordered from them.
Mm-mm-mm.
That paragraph's not actually
That's made up.
What do you think about this guy? I mean, what a weird thing to do. To pretend to be
imagine
a restaurant.
The first time. Imagine there was a time before he did it where he was like, here's what I'm going to do. At any time could have stopped. At any time could have just not gone through with it.
Police said he's been doing it for several years.
Years.
It's caused significant hardships for the real Romans, including complaints to the Better Business Bureau, negative reviews, and upset customers.
But I mean, the bureaucracy that looks over these sorts of things, tries to fix it, is like, do they really? At first, I imagine this poor business just trying to make pizza and, you know, and stay afloat like everyone else is. And they're like, they're complaining, but it's not about us. They're like, I don't know how to help you, man. This is, you got to talk to Yelp, or you got to talk to Google reviews or whatever.
Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Email him the order, yeah. or like maybe does he design an app for people to, you know, have a QR code on the menu or something,
know,
that he drops off in your room and he hangs around the hotel or in the hotel elevator or
just
something?
Rolls over and gives people a piece of plastic or like a rock or something.
The thing I never get is, how do people like this not think they're going to get caught? The scammers that do stuff like this have such confidence that no one's going to find out it was them. When I watch some of these true crime documentaries, mm-hmm, you know, whatever it is, whether it's someone who's robbing a bank or committing a murder or just giving you raw pizza, the confidence that you just live comfortably without the anxiety that the rest of us have, that the walls are caving in at any moment. Like, how do they, I can't even watch a link of a football game that Clary sends me for fear that someone's going to kick my door down. These people are just out here,
uh-huh,
scamming people for years, thinking no one's going to catch you.
I can't get over the, here's my scheme, here's my idea, $17.50 at a time. Like, this is how I'll make my fortune.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
slow burn, but we'll get there.
Yeah, like, I'm driving stuff over there. I'm buying, you know, it's not like I'm getting a wholesale fake ingredients or something like that. Or maybe even he has, like, the ability to cook some pizza at home. Maybe he's just giving him a frozen pizza or something. Like, one of those, like, Red Barons or, like, a Mama Celeste,
well,
or something.
I also think if you're on travel, like, I know for myself, as someone who does not waste time trying to get my money back for my lunch after a road trip because it's, mm-hmm, such a pain in the ass to deal with reimbursement at work and all this stuff. If you're at a hotel and you order a pizza, let's say you drop 30, 40 bucks with tip or whatever, and then the pizza comes and it's just terrible, I'm going to take a couple bites and go, what an awful pizza.
Yeah, I'll go, that's it. That's my L.
Now, I might call, or in this case, email or whatever, and just say, hey, man, that was bad pizza. I don't even think I would do that. I don't think I've ever once called or emailed when service was bad or something was terrible. But if it was raw dough, maybe I'd be motivated to do that, I guess. But how many people go further than that if you're on travel? You know what I mean? It's,
yes,
not like
I know
you
exactly
live
what
in
you
the
mean
community.
Yeah.
If it's just someone who's passing through, maybe you just chalk it up as, I got a crap pizza, I got,
yeah,
bad
Miami
service.
Yeah, Miami pizza sucks. Oh, well,
exactly,
whatever.
And then you just keep it moving. And maybe that's how he benefits from it.
Right.
Because everybody just, one pizza at a time, decides that stunk, I'll never do that again. And next thing you know, 4 years and, you know, 8,000 pizza orders have gone by.
What about the hotel, though? Like, at some point, wouldn't you say, like, this guy that's just papering your hotel with flyers, and he's the guy that shows up also with this terrible pizza, and there's like, something's happening in your establishment that you might notice. The first 25 times with shift changes and things like that, all right, yeah. But, like, the same guy comes and there's always a problem. Like, you might note something is afoot.
Years?
Before you get to years. You know, month two, I think we'd be on to him.
Miami, bro. Florida.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.